Welcome to Prophecy Today with your Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Our goal at Prophecy Today is to reach the world with the news that Jesus is returning soon and to encourage Christians to live a pure and productive life in light of His imminent return. Jimmy, tell us what we can expect from today's broadcast.
Jay, today on our study of the judgment seat of Christ, we look at the procedure for this awesome event in the life of Christians that happens at the moment right after the rapture takes place. Remember, all Christians will stand at the judgment seat of Christ. This is a judgment for saved people. It is not a judgment to determine whether we're saved or lost. Our salvation is determined while we're still alive, before death, or the rapture takes place. During this life, we receive our salvation. Remember, in the book of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul says in chapter 2 and verse 10 that we're created unto good works at the moment of our salvation. The works that we will do are because we're saved, and these will be the works that will be judged at the judgment seat of Christ. Works that we will do in His power and for His glory. As I said, we want to look at the procedure for the judgment seat of Christ. That can be found in 1 Corinthians 3. Please take your Bible and let's go there.
Thank you, Jimmy. And now our Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung.
At the instant that we are raptured out of here, in the moment, immediately, at the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, we will be caught up to be with Him. We will stand before Jesus Christ, and this judgment seat of Christ will take place. Now, I'm not sure how you approach that, but it's an awesome thought for me to consider, have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ and Jesus Christ and give account for what I've done, which is what the text says we're going to have to do. It's not to determine whether I'm lost or saved. That is determined already, because I would never stand at the judgment seat of Christ unless I was saved. I would be standing, if I was a lost person, at the great white throne judgment. But all Christians stand at the judgment seat of Christ to be judged for the works we do. Go here to chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians, and it gives us somewhat of a procedure as to how the judgment seat of Christ will take place, starting in verse 12. But if any man build upon this foundation, verse 11 says Jesus Christ is the foundation. So if any man would build upon this foundation, gold, silver, or precious stones, wood, hay, or stubble, every man's works shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And fire shall try every man's works of what sort they are. By the way, we don't work, of course, to come to know Christ as Lord and Savior. But because we do know Christ as Lord and Savior, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, see 8 and 9 says we're saved by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. But then verse 10 of Ephesians chapter 2 said, created unto good works. Once we know Christ as Lord and Savior, we do work, created unto good works. All of these works are going to be judged so as by fire. Verse 14, if any man's works abides which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. But notice the next verse, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. You don't lose salvation because you didn't do a lot of works. You lose reward for the works that you should have been doing, because that is God's law of Christ. There is a law of Christ. We're not talking about the Ten Commandments. We're talking about those things written in God's Word that He has for us to do once we come to know Christ. And why we do it is because Christ lives in us. Not because we're trying to be more spiritual, not because we're trying to gain salvation. We do it because it's within us to do it. And then those things that we do in His power and for His glory, we receive rewards for. Those things we do in our power for our own glory, we suffer loss for. Let me illustrate. He says there are gold, silver, and precious stones works. There are wood, hay, and stubble works. Those are two types of works. The gold, silver, and precious stones works are put on one pedestal. The other, wood, hay, and stubble works, are put on another. These works are dropped into the fire. When you drop wood, hay, and stubble into the fire, they're totally consumed. When you drop gold, silver, and precious stones into the fire, it's purified. And when these pedestals come out, this one's empty. This has purified gold, silver, and precious stones. The gold, silver, and precious stones works are works that we do in His power because He has empowered us. And we do it for His glory, not receiving any complimentary words from anybody about what we've done. I've noticed in churches where I travel, and I'm in a church, you know, almost every day of the year preaching, I've noticed how pastors today are using compliments to make their church work. And if they don't use the compliments, the church doesn't work. Oh, Brother Jones, you cleaned up the fellowship hall so we can have, oh, God bless you, sir. That was so wonderful. God bless you. Oh, Mrs. Smith, what a wonderful job at the piano. You were so marvelous. And if he doesn't say that, Mrs. Smith bought the piano, so she takes it home, and you don't have any more music. You know, we're building the body on compliments. Those are the wood, hay, and stubble works. Works we do in our own power for our own glory. He doesn't need my works. He wants that which He empowers me to do. Availability is all He wants, not my great ability. He wants these works that He empowers us to do, and we do it for His glory. If nobody ever says a word about it, we do them for His glory. And we stand at the judgment seat of Christ, and that's what happens. And you know what? At that judgment seat of Christ, we get a prize. We get a very interesting prize. Go back to chapter 19 of the book of Revelation just a moment and look at verse 8. Remember, the bride to be is to go to prepare her garments. What's going on with the groom to be? He's preparing the mansion. Now notice here in verse 8, Revelation 19, 8. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. What's the first prize that we receive from the judgment seat of Christ? We receive our wedding garment. How do we know if our works were righteous acts? Only when they have been judged by Jesus Christ at the judgment seat of Christ. At that point in time, He judges everything that was a righteous act done in His power for His glory. You receive a reward. You receive a lovely garment. I tell you the truth. I do not want to stand in that wedding time wearing a mini skirt. I hope I'm wearing a long flowing white gown. And so when my groom-to-be sees me, he says, wow, look at that beautiful bride all dressed up. There's nothing wrong with that ambition. The Apostle Paul also in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 said, I am ambitious to have a wonderful time at the judgment seat of Christ. I'm ambitious. That's the first reward we get. We get a beautiful wedding garment. Second thing we get your pens out. I want you to write these down. We'll not look at them, but I want you to write these down. We receive five crowns at the judgment seat of Christ. Five crowns. Here's the first one. The crown incorruptible, 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 27. A crown incorruptible. Now, what's that crown for? For bringing our bodies under subjection. A crown incorruptible, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. That's the first crown we receive. The second crown is a crown of rejoicing. That would be 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 19, where Paul says, what? Are ye not my crown of rejoicing? He's talking to the people from Thessaloniki who, what? Had just been saved 3 weeks earlier, and he's the one that led them to the Lord. So you receive a crown of rejoicing for being a soul winner, for winning people to Jesus Christ. The exhortation is there. We must go forth to win people to Jesus Christ. We don't have to pray about that. That's an automatic given. And so in order to be obedient to the Lord, we do that and we receive a crown of righteousness, excuse me, a crown of rejoicing for winning people to Jesus Christ. The third crown is James chapter 1 and verse 12. James chapter 1 and verse 12. It is a crown of life for yielding not to temptation. Now, temptation is not a sin. Where it becomes sin is when we yield to temptation. And the Word of God has given us the way to be able to stand up against temptation. But if you stand and do not yield to temptation, you will receive a crown of life. That's the third crown. The fourth crown is 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 to 5. And that is a crown of glory. And we receive a crown of glory for helping the body to grow. Mentoring would be a fabulous way to get that crown of glory. Older people, you and I, both men and women, have the responsibility of mentoring. You ladies should be mentoring every single young wife and mother in your church. You ought to be the example. You ought to be helping her to learn how to be a wife. You've got years of experience. She needs to be brought into you and your fellowship, and you mentor her. And you men ought to be teaching the young men of your church who are husbands and fathers how to be a husband and a father. And in order to do that, you follow the dictates of the Word of God, number one, and then number two, you receive a crown of glory. The fifth crown that you receive is a crown of righteousness. The Apostle Paul, 2 Timothy chapter 4, said, I ran the race, I fought the fight, I kept the faith, I finished the course. And then in verse 8 he said, laid up for me is a crown of righteousness, but not for me only, but for everyone who loves his appearing. Now I want you to know this, dear folks, this week in my sessions, I've been doing everything I possibly can to help you get that crown of righteousness. I've been trying to encourage you, to help you to understand the times in which we're living. You never can love the appearing, eagerly awaiting his shout for us to be called up into the heavenlies with him, unless you understand what's going on prophetically from the Word of God, and then applying that to all current events out there, looking at the current events in light of Bible prophecy. If you're doing that, you would have to say with me, we are quickly approaching the time when Jesus Christ is going to call us up to be with him. There's nobody that can deny that if you look at the Word of God and realize the world in which we're living. It's an absolute. Therefore, that should cause you to hunger for Jesus Christ to shout to call us up to be with him. And if you do that, you will receive a crown of righteousness.
All of these crowns can be given to us at the judgment seat of Christ. A crown incorruptible for bringing our bodies under subjection. A crown of rejoicing for being a soul winner. A crown of life for not yielding to temptation. A crown of glory for helping build the body of Christ. And a crown of righteousness because we love the appearing of our wonderful Savior Jesus Christ. We all should strive to receive all of these crowns at the judgment seat of Christ. The judgment seat of Christ is an awesome time yet in the future. It happens right after the rapture, in the next moment. Since the rapture can happen at any moment, we must make sure that we're ready for the judgment seat of Christ as well. Next week on the broadcast, we'll find out what we do with all of these crowns and what they mean to us in eternity future. This study will be a real blessing to you. Please join us next week. Right now, here's Jay to tell you how you can get your copy of this week's study.
Thank you, Jimmy. We'll definitely be looking forward to next week's study. By the way, if you're interested in purchasing your copy of this week's study, you can visit our website at prophecytoday.com or call our toll-free number at 8-PROPHECY-8. That's 877-674-3298. Once again, to get a copy of today's broadcast, visit our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...